tiramisu, Brenda. Tiramisu.
Lovely dessert.
Do you know what it means?
It's Italian for...
Yeah.
For...
For what?
An extra pound of weight on your hips.
Well,
no.
Yeah. No, go yeah, on.
I don't know.
Well, have a guess.
Is it something to do with fire, flame, tiramisu? No.
No.
Could somebody in the ear, my earphones, tell me no? I don't know. Tiramisu? Okay.
No idea?
No.
Our listener will know.
Oh, who?
Well, our listener.
Okay.
Text 51551.
No,
because
ask?
I don't like it. And
why
I
not?
See it on, I was out the other evening and people were talking about it, was on the menu, and I thought, nobody orders. Nobody ordered it. Nobody, or does anybody order it? It's on, you see it on dessert menus, but does anybody have it? Does anybody actually like the taste of tiramisu?
Yes, they do.
Who?
They do, loads
Who?
Of people.
Who?
Look, if I'm ever
Who?
Out in company and there's a big party,
yeah.
which happens very rarely, but if I am, and the thing goes around tiramisu, it'll always get somebody ordering it. It certainly isn't one of those desserts that never gets ordered. But do you know what?
But would it be kind of yeah. on the tip of your tongue when you go into a restaurant? You think, I'm going to have a nice meal, I'm going to have a nice dessert. I hope they have tiramisu. I bet you'd need...
No,
bet
I think you're wrong.
Have you ever ordered it?
Yes.
I did by mistake once, not
it's
knowing
lovely.
What it was. Don't like it.
It's kind of
like the alcohol taste in it, I think, is what I don't like.
Lovely.
And there's coffee in it as well, isn't there?
Do you know what I had a taste of yesterday?
And cream and
a
eggs
banana
and stuff.
Float.
Oh, banana boat.
No, a banana float.
What's a banana float?
It's like where you have the ice cream and you have your plate and you cut your banana in half and you put it on each side
yeah,
of the ice cream.
That's called a banana boat.
No, I call it a float. Because then you float it with loads of Coca-Cola or Lilt or Fanta or something like that.
No, I love... That's my favourite dessert in the world.
A banana...
Banana boat.
Float.
Yeah. The Noble House Chinese restaurant on yep. the Malahide Road. They do the best one. Banana boat. Not float.
Float. It is.
Whatever floats your boat. But it's a banana boat.
Well, it's a
okay?
banana float.
Banana boat. And sometimes
tiramisu.
I have to run out and buy bananas when they run out to the local store to get it in. I love banana boat. And does anybody
it's
have sherry trifle
float.
Anymore?
Am I right?
No, you're wrong.
Am I right?
Anyway, lots of you have got it right, yeah. yes. Tiramisu means pick me up. Invented by Italian mammies for their hungry sons and their hungover sons, excuse me, for their hungover sons, apparently.
Okay.
And that's what it tastes like because it's kind of hair of the dog, there's alcohol in it, you see. So apparently Pick Me Up was invented by Italian mammies for their hungover sons. But does anybody like it?
I do.
Text Y for yes, N for no, 51551, a straw poll, so to speak.
It's a banana float.
Well, I hate to say it, and I know that our listeners are going to find it hard to believe, but it seems I got it wrong.
About what?
About everything.
Yep.
About life in general, yep. Brenda. And no, it seems like you like tiramisu. Is it the kind of a class thing? I wonder, is it the class of the Radio 1 listener that's listening in today that likes tiramisu and wandering? Anyway, so Derek, it's my favourite dessert. It's amazing, says Peter, who's listening in Palmerstown. Derek, it's banana split, not boat or float. Now, haha. And I agree with you, tiramisu is rotten. Yuck, says Anne. Tiramisu is fantastic if made correctly, says Helen, who's listening in Wicklow. It's difficult to find a restaurant that makes it correctly, she
Ooh,
says.
Helen.
Apart from La Via Veneto in Enniscorthy, of all places. If you don't mind, she said, I was lucky enough to have a lovely Mother's Day meal there yesterday. And their tiramisu is better than any I've had out ever. Ever, 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 says Helen. So there you are. La Via Veneto is in Enniscorthy. And apparently they make the world's best tiramisu. Yuck. Tiramisu is not really a dessert. More like a gooey cappuccino, says Rosemary, who's listening in. The tiramisu in Lidl is top class and great after a night of overindulgence, says one of our listeners. Probably who works for Lidl or is in the top management brass in Lidl. Tiramisu is my favourite dessert. The Tia Maria is the secret ingredient.
Ah.
Anybody who hasn't tried that dessert hasn't lived. Well, I've lived and I've tried it and I hate it. It's vile. You know they're doing these programmes, your kind of heaven or hell food. That would be on my hell food.
That's okay.
I really wouldn't like tiramisu.
I'd have it in limbo myself.
Would you?
In limbo, yeah. Neither one or the other.